the devil gonna throw at you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes.
You know I'm on. I know I'm on. I'm living it, and I'm trying to tell you, the closer you get to Jesus, because if you look in 12th chapter of Matthew, and I'm at that 43, 44, and 44, them demons go and say, look, we're going to go and get some more demons with us than we here, and they're going to try to get back in that house of yours, because they know that you're growing in Christ. And see, when you grow in Christ, the demons, let me tell you something, they go and talk to one another. That's in Matthew 12. 42, 43, and 44. Go ahead. No, 43, 44, 45. Them demons say, we're going to go and get some more demons.
Yes, sir.
More wicked than us.
Yeah, yeah.
And here they come back to try to tear your house down.
Yes, sir.
Just tear it down if you ain't got no word in.
That's right. Just say, what happened to her? Look what happened to her. Where are you? Oh, she won a big time.
Them demons.
Them demons be the tow you up.
Yes, sir.
Demons fear y'all. Mm-hmm. You see them in all kinds of people. Yeah. Let me close this message out. Let me tell you something. Demons will kill you.
Yep.
They don't have no conscience.
None whatsoever.
I'm up here because it's real what I'm talking about. You're looking at a living testimony here.
Yeah.
Up and down the streets in New Orleans, Atlanta. Man, I was running everywhere. Let me tell you something. But I had a praying grandma.
Yes, sir.
And I had a praying mom. Say, Lord, have mercy on black baby Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He's out there in the streets, and he can't see the forest for the trees. I used to come home, be high on that weed, and be looking at it. I'll go back. But I remember how they used to pray for me, and somebody prayed for you right here.
Yes, sir.
Because you wouldn't be sitting on these pews if nobody wasn't praying for you. That's why we have.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On behalf of Superintendent Maurice Johnson and First Lady Judy Johnson, we would like to welcome you to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. Our church is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 10 a.m. Sunday morning worship is at 11:30 a.m. Sunday YPWW is on Zoom at 6 o'clock p.m. Tuesday night Bible study is on Zoom at 7 o'clock p.m. Friday Joy Night is on Zoom at 7 o'clock p.m. Morning prayer is Monday through Saturday on the Johnson Temple Prayer Line at 9:30 a.m. In today's broadcast, you will hear a selection from the Johnson Temple Choir and an uplifting message from our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson. If you would like more information about the church, please call the church at 337-239-3845. Again, that's 337-239-3845. You can also visit or follow us on Facebook. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
Amen. I believe you have a program, and our theme and the scripture is on the inside cover of the program. Amen. The theme is continue the fight, the good fight of faith. Amen. Let us read, amen, the scripture, 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5. Let's read it together. Read, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bring it into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." You may be seated in the house of the Lord. Amen. I want to speak to you for a few minutes. Amen. Praise the Lord. The theme, I thank the brethren, amen, for giving me the theme, continue to fight the good fight of faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. And my subtopic is, amen, faith is contagious. Amen. Faith is contagious. Have you ever been, thank you, amen, my brother, amen, Brother Payton, give him a hand, amen. He was glad, always glad, amen. He does double duty in here and in the community, and we thank God for a person like him. We thank God for that. Amen, praise the Lord. Have you ever been in a room where somebody sneezed and it seemed like every person in the room caught a cold? Well, that is because the person that sneezed had a virus. Thus, everybody in the room got it. Faith can spread like that. Romans 1 and 17 tells us, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live." Oh, Lord, I hope I can preach this. Amen. "Shall live by faith." Faith is believing in God. Henry Ford had an ingenious and incredible idea to build, amen, an engine, amen, and we call it the V block. It took a year, but the engineers did come up with the V shaped block to go in, amen, I believe it's a, I know it was a Ford, but I was trying to think of which one it was, amen. We get into our cars, our trains, boats, airplanes, and we express trust having our faith in their safety. I got a few amens. I guess y'all haven't flown in planes, amen. Thank God for my 22 years in the Air Force. Amen. Get on that plane, amen, praise the Lord, and strap myself in, praise the Lord. And we had those little planes where, amen, I'd sit right behind, amen, the driver of the plane. Amen. And there were times when the wind was strong, and that little plane, amen, looked like a bird flying up and down, just bouncing up and down. Amen. The inside of it, the doors, amen, you hear the noise, and you were very afraid that it would happen, something like the other day when the door came open on that big plane. Anybody remember? Yeah. Amen, praise the Lord. It can happen, it will happen. Yeah. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen. We have to, amen, pray and ask God, amen, to give us faith in our safety and believe that God's gonna take care of us. Amen. Geography students who have never been to places that they have read about are seen on a map, still believe those places exist. Faith is not credulous. It is not believing something you know is not true. I'll let that soak in a little bit. Amen. Neither is faith a substitute for knowledge. Christian faith operates in the realm of meaning, not in the realm of fact. But it's not out to obtain or contract or prove facts. St. Augustine knew this when he said, I believe in order that I may understand. I hope you'll understand that because I don't. Faith is not an abstract exercise of the soul. It is not a mere gracious disposition of the heart or something one can see or feel. It's not something that you can see. Anybody, have you seen faith? Can anybody touch faith and squeeze it? Amen. Know how it feel? Amen. It goes beyond human faith. Faith is dependency, trust in and reliance upon something or someone. I'm going to try my best to preach today. Biblical faith is believing in God. I'm going to say it one more time. Amen. Biblical faith, what's in this Bible? Amen. It is believing in the true and the living God. It's believing in Jehovah God. It's believing, amen, the God that created the universe. It is believing, amen, praise the Lord, in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. It is believing, amen, that God created everything. Good God about it. Everything that was created, he created it. Took him a little time. 6 days. Amen. And I think the seventh day he rested. Is that right? Amen. Praise the Lord. And then after he created all the water and the mountains and all of those things, amen. Praise the Lord. He said, let us make man. Amen. That's the kind of God that we serve. Amen. I included something, amen, in my message that happened some time ago, amen, to one of our sister, Bertha Sanders. Some of you may remember her. Amen. Many times she exhibited her faith in God. I remember when her husband and other members of our family were injured in a bad car accident on our way to Manny, the church. Amen. Superintendent C.B. Norris was pastoring there, and he had invited us to come, and we went. Amen. And got within probably 3 miles, amen, and the car was hit. Yes, terrible. I had made my way inside of the church, and I saw this person standing at the door. He was nervous and shaking, and I said, got up and went, and I said, what's going on? He said, that'd been a bad accident. Amen. It was a time when one had to believe in God. Amen. And Sister Bertha, amen, was very injured. She was not the only one, but she was injured, amen, and she was in a coma for many days. I spoke to her daughter, who is now missionary, preacher, whatever you want to call her, amen, Sister Sasser, amen, and I went to the hospital, and I said, how is your mother? What is her condition? And she says, she's all right. Amen. And I thought about what she said, and I said, well, thank the Lord. Amen. And I went back the next day. Amen. Traveling to Alexandria. Amen. Praise the Lord. And she was in ICU. And the next day, and I asked the same question. Amen. I got the same answer. I said to myself, Ella Ors, I think something might be wrong with this child. I just don't think she is, well, she's probably just so upset that she can't think of anything to say, but her mama is all right. Even though her mama hadn't said anything in days, She's just laying there. And I'm not going to leave. I'm going to be right here. Amen. With her. But then, Ella Taylor, I thought, just maybe, y'all stay with me with this one, will you? Just maybe her faith is stronger than mine. I repented, energized my faith, Lord, and began to pray sincerely, amen, for Sister Sandra's healing. The next day, I went to ICU, as I often did, and I asked, amen, Sister Sasha, how's your mother doing? She said again, she's doing fine. And she said, she blinked her eyes today. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If I remember correctly, the next day her eyes were open. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen. Thank God for faith. Amen. Faith can move mountains. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if you really want to know the whole story, amen. Praise the Lord. I think it was the next day she was sitting on side of the bed. Somebody ought to tell the Lord, thank you. Come on and tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Faith can move mountains. Amen. I think about the faith the three Hebrew boys, amen, had when they went and was placed in the fire furnace. I remember, amen, what they said. Even if my God does not deliver us, we know this, that he's able. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Daniel was put in the lion's den. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he could have been scared. He could have been shaken. He could have been eaten by the lions. Amen. Praise the Lord. But when the king went to the door and said, Daniel, are you all right? He said, I'm all right. God Almighty, everything is all right here. Hallelujah. And matter of fact, I had a good night's sleep. I slept on the lion's belly. I caught my God. Hallelujah. You must have faith. Now I'm going to get into the natural faith. Amen. National faith. By faith. Amen. The voyaging, amen, of the Mayflower found harbor in Plymouth Bay. By faith, Thomas Jefferson, amen, and his colleagues dared to draft a document of political independence that gave vision to new concepts and procedures in government. By faith, Alexander Hamilton established the financial credit of the nation and thus revived, amen, the economic life of this little young country called America. By faith, Abraham Lincoln, amen, saved, amen, the compact of the Pilgrim Fathers. By faith, Woodrow Wilson, amen, the land of peace, saw the promise, but he was never able to enjoy it. And the list goes on and on. Amen. The prophet Habakkuk said in chapter 2, I will stand on my watch and set me upon a tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me. And then the Lord said, write the vision, good God Almighty, and make it plain so people can understand what is said, amen. Put it up on the tables, amen, and that it may, that run, that readeth it. For the vision is for an appointed time. But at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait. You got to learn how to wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. It may not come when you want him, but learn how to wait on him. Amen. You may sit there and think, he done forgot about me, but the devil is a liar. Wait on him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sometimes you're sitting there, tears flowing out of your eyes, pain running up and down your spine, looking crazy, don't know what's going on, but wait. Wait! Wait on the Lord. He will. He'll bless you. Wait on him. He will come. Wait on him. He'll turn things around. Wait on him. He'll heal you when you're sick. Wait on him when your children are acting crazy. Wait on him when nobody cares about you. Wait on him. Wait. Wait. I say, oh, no, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He will not lie. He will. But you got to learn how to tarry. Learn how to wait on the Lord. Wait. Know that God is near. Wait. Know that he will hear. Wait until he moved. I said, until God move. Hallelujah. Not until you move. Wait till God move. I'm a witness. He will move. Can I get a witness? I say, he will move. He will move. I'm a living witness that he had moved. Amen. It has helped me. The vision. Oh, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live. I'm almost through. The just shall live by faith. I read in God's word where Paul said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course.
Yes.
I've kept. That's the key. That's the key. That's the key. Amen. Sister Joyce, that's the key. You have to have faith in God. Huh? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. See, when you got faith in God, amen, it pushes doubt out of the way. Ain't gonna get no help here. It pushes doubt out of the way. Well, it might happen. Well, I just can't see it. Well, I just don't know about it. Well, I know God is able, but I just don't believe you. If you will get that stuff out of your mind, amen, and just have faith and believe, God will. He'll turn the situation around. God will bless you. When the doctors, amen, praise the Lord, give up on you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You could be like that wife, amen, praise the Lord, of a good friend of ours that went on to be with the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. And she went in the hospital room where her husband was laying there, and they had a sheet over him, amen, praise the Lord. And she says, amen, how's my husband? They said, he's not going to make it. She reached up and grabbed the sheet and threw it on the floor and said, I don't think you know what you're talking about. My husband will not die. He's going to live. Amen. Praise the Lord. And as she was praying, he sat up on the side of the bed. You better have some faith. You better learn how to believe in God. God is able. Can I get a witness over here? God is able. Can I get a witness over here? God is able to do exceedingly and acceptable above all you can think. All that you can think. All that can come in your mouth. Trust in the Lord with all that heart and lean not to your own understanding. And then depend on him. Depend on him. Depend on him. Depend on God. God will. God will take care of you. Praise the Lord. By faith at that day, not only me, but unto all them also that love his appearing. By faith that we hold on to God's unchanging hand, we shall be all right. We shall get a crown.